Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have another Siyum in 301. Okay. Vishus Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, Vishus Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. We're in the month of Kislev, the month of Hanukkah. And Hanukkah is about fighting the Yevanim. And the way you fight the Yevanim is with more Limud Torah. The Yevanim fought against Torah Shebaal Peh. And we keep on learning Torah Shebaal Peh. We learn Mishnayos and we learn Gemara. Thousands of years later. So Baruch Hashem, we have a Siyum from Mr. Horn.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming, taking out your time. This is my fourth Seder. Zikin, hopefully I'll be finishing the Shishi Mishnah by the end of this year. I'd like to start with thanking my parents for everything they've done for me. Everything they give me, God, everything they've done for me. I'd like to thank Rav Nevin Sal for coming. And I'd like to thank Rabina for always being there and the guidance he gives me. Thank God of Ginsburg for being always caring, being a great Rebbe, giving very good hashgacha. Also, I'd like to thank Rav Reli for learning with me last year over the summer every day, and this year helping me finish Makos, finish the Zikin.
On the Treif computer.
On Skype, on the Treif computer. I'd also like to thank Dr. Yaakov Cohen for pushing me to make the Siyam. I'd also like to thank Rabbi Ari Kafka for learning with me last year every day, pushing me to finish last year, and that inspired me to finish this year. Also, my Shana Al-Kubusa wanted me to thank him for sometimes not wearing my night seder, so therefore I can finish Mishnayos. Also, I'd like to thank Ruvain for helping make a Siyam. He's not here yet, but he's on his way. Alright, first I'm going to I'm going to say the last Mishnah in Harios, then I'm going to say Hajjan Kaddish, and then I'm going to say the first Mishnah in Chulin. It's the last Mishnah in Harios. It says, Kohen Kodom of a Levi, Levi, we Yisrael, Yisrael, a Mamzer, Mamzer, of a Nasin, Nasin, a Ger, a Ger, a Evin, a Shacher, a Emasad, a Zman, Shakulin, a Shavin, a Val, Im Haya, Mamzer, Tamil Chach, a Mikoin Gadol, a Maret, Mamzer, Tamil Chach, a Kodom, a Kohen Gadol, a Maret. So, the Mishnah starts, it says, Kohen Gadol takes precedence over Levi, a Levi, or Yisrael, Yisrael over Mamzer, Mamzer over Nesinai, Nesinai over Ger, and Ger over free slave. And then the Mishnah comes, affect the Mishnah, it says, when is this? So it's talking about when they're all equal in the Torah knowledge. Bizman, Shikul, and Shavin. But then it comes and says, if the Mamzer is a Tamil Chacham, if the Kohen Gadol is Am Aretz, then the Mamzer takes precedence over the Kohen Gadol, who's Am Aretz.
Yamim,
Now we start
I'm starting the first mission on Kulin. The first mission on Kulin is Hakol Shokin Vishokin Kshera Achut Mecharish Shota Vikatan Hashama Yakal Kulu Vishitasan Vikulan Shashkatu Vachirim Rowin Asan Shashkita Kshera Shrita Nakri Nevela Ume Taima Vimasa השוקי בלבה, וכן האסומה ששחס, אשר כיססו כשירה והשוקי בשבס ביום הכיפורים, אף על פי אשר מתחייב בנפשו שכיססו כשירה. So the first time, all people in this, all may slaughter and their shkita is valid, except for someone who's deaf mute, someone who's an imbecile, a shota, or a minor, or a katan, because they might mess up in the shkita. But if any of them did shkita with someone else watching them, then it's kosher. If a non-Jew did shkita, then it's automatically not good. Even if a Jew is watching the non-Jew shkita, it's still not good. Then it says if one did shkita at nighttime, so too if a blind person did it, then it is valid. And if someone did a shkita on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, though he's chayiv misa, he has to give up his life, his shkita happens to be valid.
שמחה גדולה להימצא בסיום סדר נזיקין, סדר ישועות ולקרא נזיקין זה שם שמעורר מחשבות לא כל כך טובות, ישועות הוא מעורר מחשבות יותר טובות. נזיקין יש לנו הרבה ישועות, אנחנו צריכים הרבה. It's the heart now, it talks about the Yuchsin, which is a great Ayichas, and Kohen is a great Ayichas, and a Levi, and so on. But the Mishnah finishes that the Torah is the greatest Yuchas. All of us have a Yuchas, all of us are children of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. But still, one who has Torah is the great Ayichas. But it seems like the terror of the Seder and Zikin, if we have It's fine, but chusovet is not enough. We should have our own chusim, not only chusovet. We have our own mitzvahs. This mission which we have now tells about it that maybe even Mechalel Shabbos and the Shechita is kosher, but it's not so good to be Mechalel Shabbos. We should be Shomer Shabbos because we are not Mechalel Shabbos. The Torah teaches us how to keep Shabbos, how to keep Kashmir, so how to do other things. And before the Torah, we may be sure instead of Nazikim, be very many of them.
Amen. Amen.